This is Stacey Marshall with Printwear Magazine.
Matt Vassallo with TheRhinestoneWorld.com.
Richard Greaves with ScreenMaking.com.
Brian Walker with RTP Apparel.
This is Peter Walsh with M&R, and you're listening to the Two Regular Guys Podcast.
Podcast
hosted by Terry Combs.
Terry Combs.
And
Aaron Montgomery.
Aaron Montgomery.
Keep on listening.
I don't know if these guys are that regular.
All right. Welcome to the show. It is Friday, September 3rd, 2021, if that's possible, September. I'm Terry Combs. I'm Terry Combs. You can find me at terrycombs.com.
And I'm Aaron Montgomery, and you can find me at oursuccessgroup.com. Today, Terry and I are going to be talking about presentation. Like, you know, do we look good? No, we're talking about things like, you know, that is part of it. We're talking about things like, you know, starting with the packaging your customers receive from you, how you're positioning your company in the customer's eyes. And, you know, from our good friend Jay Bissell's perspective, what's your brand say about you, right? Is that's kind of where we're headed with this here today. So looking forward to that here in just a moment, Terry.
Jay somewhere is right now with his head popped up going, did someone say branding?
If someone says tacos or branding, automatically Jay gets pinged.
All right. But Aaron, today we're going to start the show with a quick chat with our good friend Jamar Laster, who is the content director for Impressions Magazine. So welcome back to the show, Jamar.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy Friday. Thanks for having me.
Happy Friday, long weekend Friday, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, definitely. So, well, Jamar, thanks for popping in and this quick turn. We just had you on and then right back in. So glad to have you here. Let's talk about trade shows. They're all the conversation in the industry yet again, as you're aware, because you're involved in it every day. But I guess you guys just wrapped up your Atlantic City show. Give us kind of a recap of that first.
Yeah, we did. So first, before I recap, I want to give a shout out to a friend of mine, Mr. Brandon Stone, who works with Baradan. Brandon and I ended up having an interesting conversation. Actually, the Two Regular Guys podcast was kind of like the genesis of this conversation about wings. And so when Brandon and I got done talking, he said, you know, when we meet at Atlantic City, I'm bringing you some wings, man. And, you know, show was the show. So we had some hectic couple of days. And on the last day, Brandon committed to bringing me some wings. And Brandon doesn't know this, but it was about 10 minutes before I was scheduled to leave the show to get in the car to go to the Philadelphia airport. But he came through on time. And he showed up right. He showed up with wings, fries, blue cheese, spelled B-L-E-U.
Yes.
right on time. So I'm sure Brandon's listening. Big shout out to Brandon Stone at Baradan for coming through and being a man of his word and hooking me up. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, just a shout out there. Yeah. But getting to the show, you know, it was a great atmosphere. We had some really enthusiastic exhibitors and attendees. We could tell that everybody was really excited about being back face-to-face and in person. And the feedback that we got just from walking around and talking to some exhibitors actually really indicated that. They were really happy with their interactions with the attendees and the customers. And the attendees really enjoyed the sourcing opportunities and the educational opportunities that we presented. And that's something that's standard at all of our shows, as you guys know.
Sure.
So they were really, really happy with that. Everybody was enthused. And even though the show was, you know, it was a smaller show for obvious reasons, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it was a quality show. A lot of activity centered on, you know, just a lot of transactions in terms of buying, a lot of learning opportunities. And, you know, one thing we talked about was our attendee to exhibitor ratio. It was actually similar to 2019, which was a full blown show. So we thought that was really positive and a really good indicator that there was a lot of value there.
Yeah.
You know, we had the shop talk area as always, which was really popular with our attendees. Some really well attended sessions that they did.
Yep.
Our seminars and workshops were well attended in general as well. So we were really, really positive about it. We were really happy with the results. And we think that the community was happy as well.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you dodged a tropical storm in the process.
We did. Yeah. We were about, 5 days, 4 or 5 days after we left is when all the havoc came through. So we were glad we were able to, you know, host the show. And, you know, of course, anyone that is in that area that may be experiencing the aftermath of Ida, we certainly have, you know, send our thoughts and hope that everybody's okay.
Yeah, definitely.
My son and his wife live in Manhattan, so he was on his way. They were on their way to Austin yesterday for a wedding this weekend, and I call him. I'm like, "Hey, did you make it to the airport?" He goes, "Yeah, we caught an Uber because, you know, you can't take the subway."
For sure. Yeah. Right.
It's underwater. So.
Exactly. Right.
But so, you know, back to back, we were joking before we went on the air about you got home long enough to do your laundry and head out again. So there's another show in Fort Worth, which is always an awesome show. Everybody loves that Fort Worth Impressions Expo. Tell us about that event that's coming up next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Next week is Fort Worth. The show goes on. The beat goes on. So, you know, the community obviously, again, has really been vocal in asking us to move forward with our Fort Worth show. So we're excited to be going out to Fort Worth. You know, we just really want to thank our attendees that are deciding to stick with us and attend the show. You know, obviously these are some really rough times right now, but people are enthusiastic about meeting face to face. And so we're committed to that. And so we're kind of going to do something for our attendees out at Fort Worth that we haven't done before, at least as long as I've been here. So we've got a couple of things going on. All individuals that attend Fort Worth in 2021 are going to get a free expo pass and a complimentary session, conference session of their choice for Fort Worth for 2022. So our commitment and our way of saying thank you to those attendees that, you know, really embrace our shows and really enjoy coming out to our events. That's our way of saying we appreciate you and we're here for you. So, we're doing that. And if you pay and attend Fort Worth in 2021, that money's going to go toward next year's registration, conferences, seminars, or workshops, depending on what you purchase in 2021. So essentially, if you sign up and pay for something in 2021, you'll get that much value in 2022 in Fort
Worth.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
We love breaking news on Two Regular Guys. So
breaking, hey. Now you see why I said, hey, do you guys want me to come on? I got some news I want to share.
You
right?
do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is incredible. Wow. Yeah. That's such a great value. You get, I mean, that's quite a way to say thank you to your customers. That's awesome.
Right. You know, we just feel like it's the right thing to do. You know, our goal here is to provide value. So let's do the best we can in that area. And so this is a way, again, of saying, like you said, of saying thank you to everybody that's supporting us, everybody that's coming out to attend our shows and our events. We just want to pay that forward and show them that we really appreciate them.
Awesome. You know, historically, Jamar, we have we as vendors always loved that Fort Worth show. You know, it just had such great attendance and folks were there who were serious about building their businesses, things like that. You know, the seminars were always awesome. So, you know, looking forward to next week's show, and hopefully it's a great success. And certainly 2022, surely things will be normal by then.
Right.
So exactly. Mark your calendars. Exactly. Terry said.
I heard it here first, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So,
breaking news. Making.
Awesome. So, yeah, you know, so hopefully with that news and that little bit of promotion, it'll spur people and encourage even more people to show up. We've gotten some pretty good feedback in terms of, you know, people who are signing up and registering pre-event. So, you know, if you're hearing this and you feel like making the drive over to Fort Worth, or if you were on the fence, we're really encouraging people to come on out. It's going to be a great event. A couple of other updates. So with that being said, we do want to still keep the health and safety of our exhibitors and attendees in mind. So in line with the CDC guidelines, we are going to require that all individuals inside the exhibit hall wear a mask regardless of your vaccination status. And that includes on the show floor, in the conference area, and in the registration area.
Nice. Okay.
So just wanted to get that out there and let people know we have a full health and safety plan on the website, impressionsexpo.com, that's been updated. So you can read through the details there. But even so, we're encouraging people to come matched up, walk the show floor, take part in our conferences. Again, the Shop Talk area is going to be there. So there's going to be some great sessions. They have always have a great lineup. Those guys do a wonderful job. And I can't emphasize enough, it's by printers and it's for printers. So it's incredibly relevant content. It's a relaxed atmosphere. It offers a way for you to take a break from the show floor if you want to break things up, sit down, relax your feet, interact. Their format is really loose. And it's, like I said, it's relaxed. And so I think it's a they do a really good job. And I think it's something, again, that adds a lot of value to the experience.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. Yeah. It's, I would just want to make a quick, anybody that's kind of, you know, the mask thing, it's always interesting to everybody's got their own take on it. And, you know, I've got to wear a mask all day. How terrible is that? Let's kind of come back to reality here a little bit, folks. If that's your concern, is wearing a mask. Like my 10-year-old goes to school and they've worn masks the entire day and have done a really great job with it. So if elementary school kids can do it, you can do it for a day or two at an expo where you're going to get all this value. You're getting back. You're kind of putting money in your pocket for next year. You're going to get all of this education, the Shop Talk thing, as you mentioned, great opportunity to interact. You get to go see Jamar. Maybe there'll be chicken wings around. I mean, you know, all of these awesome things happening. So it's really not a big
Jamar's deal. Jamar's basketball, dude, you got a little bit of wing sauce on your mask there.
maybe that'll be a great way to get people to bring people in. I'll just say, hey, I'll have chicken wings. You might not want to see me, but come for the wings. At the very least, come for the wings. If you don't want to see me, that's fine. Just come for the wings.
Well, Jamar, you've just found out our secret. That's how we've gotten people to show up for 9 years. They come for the wings. So.
If you can see our logo down there in the left-hand corner, there it is.
Right.
Microphone and a chicken wing.
Yeah. All right, Jamar. Well, tell us where people can go and find out more. I know you already mentioned the website once, but just one more time, share where people can find out more and anything. Also, if just a quick plug what you guys got going on over at the magazine as well. I'm sure you got plenty going on there too.
Sure. Yeah. So you can find us at impressionsexpo.com on the internet. You can find us at impressionsmagazine.com for all of our content. We also have social media. So you can find us at Impressions Group on Facebook, Impressions Expo on Twitter, Impressions_group on Instagram, and Impressions Group on LinkedIn. Use all of those platforms to follow us. We do a great job. Our marketing team does a great job of keeping everybody updated through social media, especially, but we make sure that our websites are up to date. Go to our website and look at the floor plan. It'll probably be evolving over time. Sure. So please make sure to go to the website and get the most up-to-date floor plan before you come to the show so you can keep tabs on who's going to be there.
Yep.
As far as content with the magazine, like I said, impressionsmagazine.com, we're actually in production now on our October-November issue.
Nice.
So we're going to have some really good content in there, some stuff on digital decorating. We've got a how-to article on embroidering on thick substrates. That's going to be really good. We've got a niche focus article on the corporate market. That's going to be really good.
Great.
A lot of valuable content in there for decorators. So everybody check it out. It'll be out the October-November issue.
Awesome. Jamar, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for the update. And thanks to you guys for this awesome gift you guys are giving to the attendees at Fort Worth. That's a great, great news piece there. And we're excited to share it with everybody. Hopefully everybody takes that advantage of that opportunity.
I hope so. And, you know, thank you guys again for having me on and being so accommodating. It's always my pleasure to come on and break some news. So definitely appreciate it. And, you know, you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy.
You too. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was great. I always love
breaking news. I love it.
Yep. It's always awesome talking to Jamar in general, but then when he comes with breaking news like that, that's even better. You know, that's pretty cool. That's really awesome. Well, Terry, real quick, let's check in with some of the regulators. We didn't have a chance to do that because we wanted to get Jamar in here as quickly as possible. He was very excited about some news and we're like, well, shoot, we got to get him on right away. And now we know why. So we have, and we're going back in the Wayback Machine here, Eric, just FYI. I got the thumbs up. So Dale says, good morning.
Mr. Peabody.
Hey, Mr. Peabody. Jerry, good morning. We've got Eric in the comments as usual. Gusta coming, and I'm still getting it wrong, but one day I'll get it right.
It's Eusta.
Eusta. There you go. Okay. I like Gusta. He's okay with it. He hasn't corrected me yet.
That's his Americanized name.
Yeah. Those stupid Americans can't say my name. It'll be okay. All right. Wade, good morning. And Ramona checking in. Good morning. And Kim Johnson here to make sure that Terry doesn't tell the same story. You're gonna have to tell her, oh yeah, we changed the time, we don't do it Friday mornings anymore. Good morning, Todd and Elise. Good morning. And Rich and man, everybody checking in. Martha, good morning. Mo, thanks for joining us. Let's see Charles, good morning. And Ramona responding to the news that Jamar just broke. So Eric reminds everybody that he will have a fantastic embroidery session at Fort Worth. Plus he will be on a panel with the embroidery nerds or at least Jeff, right? Is it both of them? Okay. All right. I got the high sign from Eric in the background here.
Just you two nerds. Is that the deal?
Just you two nerds. There you go.
And I'm still on the air. I love it.
Bevy Jean, good morning. Okay, so we checked in with everybody, Terry. I just wanted to kind of I wanted to make sure people knew that we were here, but we were so excited to make sure that we were sharing that news with everybody here. So and Jeff and Eric will be nerding out there in Fort Worth. So all right.
Well, speaking of trade shows.
Yeah, speaking of trade shows, so let's real quick, if you guys haven't heard the news yet, it's been out there pretty prevalently, but Printing United's October event has been canceled. The live event has been canceled. I'm sure they're working on some other opportunities to be able to share and support the industry and all that they do. But let me read to you a little bit here about what kind of transpired. It's a Printing United Expo event, which was scheduled to take place October 6th through the 8th in Orlando, has been officially canceled for the year. The announcement came out this week, soon after the information was leaked on the internet. They are now working towards the October 19th, 21st, 2022 event that will be taking place in Las Vegas. So Terry, you and I were going to be speaking at that show, and we had a booth at the show in Orlando. And, you know, I think we're all pretty excited to get out there and be a part of that. But we certainly also understand where this is coming from, you know, as some of their anchor exhibitors were forced to pull out because of corporate policies and whatnot. And then just all of the news and, you know, in an abundance of caution, I believe. And I know Ford in his statement mentioned Ford Bauer, who's the CEO of Printing United, mentioned that it was, you know, probably one of the most difficult decisions that they've had to make, even more difficult than the first time they had to cancel a show because of Corona, COVID. So anyhow, right. That's kind of a bummer news to be bringing to you, but certainly makes a lot of sense that, you know, I think they're making the smart decision for themselves, the exhibitors and the attendees. So,
you know, Aaron, and anybody who's ever been to Printed United / SGIA Expo knows that I think, and I could be wrong about this, but I think that show is about 30% international, and which adds to the complication of folks being able to get either vendors or attendees to be able to get here to the States for that event. And it's disappointing, but what better place to come back bigger and stronger than Las Vegas? Because, you know, the Printing United Expo in Vegas is always a huge event, and you know, obviously we will be there no matter what, but Vegas, yeah, we'll be there.
it's Vegas, baby. Yes. can't miss an opportunity to go to Las Vegas. So I'll probably fly into Arizona there, Terry, and we'll get in a car and do a road trip or something. You know,
we have done that before. Yeah, and lots of great content.
Yep. Eric will join us. We'll have an evening out on your patio before we get in the car. It'll be awesome. Mm-hmm. All right,
and Eric, I have lots of bedrooms, man. You don't have to find some other place to stay.
So. All right, so Terry, that's Printer United. Let's real quick. I don't want to spend too much time. You got the dude there. I don't want to spend too much time. I want to get into what we showed up to talk about here, but let's just real quickly. From your vantage point, Terry, this was the first DAX that you were able to make it to this year. So DAX Chicagoland, tell us what your thoughts were there.
Hopefully you'll have a different insight, because I was, I walked obviously through the trade show area, but I did a nearly 4-hour screen printing seminar, and it went great. And, you know, lots of questions, lots of folks who were anxious to learn, and some really great feedback afterwards. And, you know, it's kind of odd, you know, Aaron, walking into the hotel, and you probably noticed this as well. And I actually checked in right behind Eric. I let him stand there for a minute, and I'm like, hey, Eric. Nice. He was a little out of it from excessive travel, but it was kind of odd checking in, and no one in the entire hotel had a mask on. But the next day, when the show opened, everybody in the hotel had a mask on, even though the convention center is connected down the way from it. I thought it was very strange that even the people working behind the counter, no masks on the first day, masks on the second day. But I thought people were very good about it and didn't have any issues with it. And I know in my seminar room, some people kept their masks on, some didn't. Of course, I was up at the front, distance away, and everybody spaced themselves out. But so that was good. But what was your take on the actual show floor?
Yeah, I mean, it was the show floor was busy both days. Interesting that Jamar brought up for their Atlantic City show that exhibitor to attendee ratio being similar to what was happening in 2019 before COVID. And I would say that was probably true of the DAX Chicago show. I mean, the aisles were full the whole time as far as the fact that there was less vendors there. And so I think one of the things that probably we need to encourage the vendors out there to make sure that they're looking at this. And I get, right, I'm not here to talk down to anybody, and I understand that they've got to make what the best decisions for them. But the people are showing up. The attendees are showing up. Just there's not enough vendors showing up to bring enough of the attendees to make it where it was. So I know that we're continuing to move forward, you know, the Delta variant and stuff like that. But I agree with what Jamar was saying, and I would imagine that to be true about most of the shows, is that the exhibitor to attendee ratio has actually been fairly similar. Just there's not been enough vendors showing up. And so it was busy. People were there to learn. People were there to have conversations about growing their business. You know, that was the thing I think that stood out the most to me, is that I would say 90% of the conversations that I had were with people who said business is growing. I'm trying to keep my arms around it. I'm here to learn. I'm here to get new tools to make sure that I am growing. But, you know, as far as the actual decorating industry as a whole, I feel like we're over that hump and people are back to buying decorated apparel, you know? So there's business out there for all of you guys, all of you decorators out there. You know, and so now it's about how do we make sure that we're efficient? How do we make sure that we've got the right tools and have the right knowledge and learning and support? So it was a great show.
You know, and Aaron, we've talked about this before. Sorry, Kim. the fact that it's so much easier for an attendee to say, you know what, let's just hop in the car and go. Whereas a vendor
you know, they've got that commitment of shipping and bringing in employees and feeding them and that sort of thing. But, you know, hopefully we'll make that transition. And speaking of vendors, by the way, if you will bear with me for just a moment, I want to throw a shout out and a big thank you to the folks at T&J Printing Supply for helping me out with some equipment for my seminar and for the folks at Atlas Screen Supply for providing shirts, providing ink, providing screens, and a lot of other samples and giveaways. So if you came to my seminar, you had the opportunity to go home with stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks to T&J and thanks to Atlas Screen Supply there in Chicago.
Yeah. So a couple, so speaking of that, Todd says, this makes it good for when there are only one or two vendors in a select field. For example, the Trouble Me Not booth was jammed all weekend, because they were really the only embroidery-related company there. I can't think of any others that were there. And really, honestly, the same thing happened on the screen print side. T&J was the only screen printing company there, and they were jam-packed all weekend long. And talking to some of those guys after the show, man, they picked up some new customers. They had a great show. So, you know,
well, you know, and Aaron, we hung out after the show the first night with our good buddy Hawkeye, who works for Brother. And the first thing I said to him was, how was the show today? And he goes, well, I sold machines. So, and he shrugs.
So that's kind of a Hawkeye way. Yeah. No, I love it. Ramona did say SWF was there, but more machine versus supply. So there you go. So, yeah, I mean, again, when it's a perfect opportunity though, right? I mean, you get to get in there. Like I said, T&J was slammed, and you know, normally there's several other screen print companies. You mentioned Atlas, who, even though it was their backyard, they couldn't make it. So, you know, there's a great opportunity for people. And I think it was really cool to see people really kind of taking advantage of that opportunity, both on the attendee side. You know, now they get a chance to talk to new people and maybe get new support or new help. And plus, because there were less vendors there, they could spend a little more time in a booth and have a much deeper conversation. So, and then
only three more shows left this year, Aaron. Impressions Expo Fort Worth, September 10th through 12th. Graphics Pro Expo in Pittsburgh, September 24th, 25th. Graphics Pro Expo Charlotte, October 29th and 30th. So
there you
anybody's looking for that show still in 2021.
Yeah, totally. In fact, Todd brings up a good point here. There was not one single sublimation company at DAX. So somebody missed out on a pretty big opportunity there to...
Well, luckily for me, I hadn't walked through the show yet and I didn't know, but somebody had a sublimation question in my seminar. And I said, okay, you go to... The OSG booth and talk to Aaron. He'll be happy to talk to you about sublimation.
That's right. I think I did probably talk to him. So
she had a flyer in her hand when she left the session.
Nice. Good. Okay. So Dale says Trailblazers coming to reopening shows will be the ones that stick in attendees' minds going forward, as they were there when others weren't. So interesting. And I think a good point, Dale. All right. So, One other quick news item, and then we will, you know, because it's only 10:30, Terry, so we should get to the show at some point.
It's only 8:30 in Arizona, so we have plenty of time.
Oh, yeah. See, I wasn't even thinking of the time change, so we got all day. We announced this last Thursday. We had a show on Thursday, and it was actually a ton of fun. Thanks to Eric for continuing to produce from his hotel room, and Terry and I were sitting in my hotel room while my wife was bringing us beers. That was fantastic. Thank you, Kylie. We had a super fun show, but I think also a very informative show. And one of the things that we talked about, we announced, was this spreadsheet that Nathan Leber has put together. So I kind of did a little quick write-up for some of the magazines. I think they're actually doing a better job of writing it up than I did. But here's what I shared with them. I'm just going to read it real quick for you. Okay. So in an effort to help the industry as decorators fellow decorator and expert screen printer, Nathan Leber decided to look for solutions. He said, in light of the garment shortage and my disbelief that nothing can be done, I made a live Google sheet that has some of my shop's blank inventory on it. The goal is to provide an open Google Sheet that everyone can access to possibly find an item they might not be available at the supplier's location due to the issues they're facing with container and cotton shortages. Nathan believes that most shops are like his, where they have a stash of excess inventory where something happened on the job or maybe they misordered. And so he goes on to say, I know all the decorators community has this stuff around their shop, and for whatever reason, it's just collecting dust when someone could be using it. He's trying to spread the word about this open Google Sheet, which you can find at the bit.ly link that Eric put together, bit.ly/stocksheet1. So any decorator can go and add extra inventory they would like to move and look for and coordinate getting blanks from others. The more people use this list to both buy and sell, the more valuable it becomes for the industry as we navigate these difficult times of shortages, unbalanced stock, and shipping problems. Nathan has only two asks of the decorators community. He says, please try to keep the formatting clean, and the most important thing, no price gouging, or he'll be forced to just delete that from the sheet. Hopefully we can all help each other out and find some of the garments that we know are sitting in a corner somewhere. So again, to access the spreadsheet and to add your excess inventory, bit.ly/stocksheet1. So this, here's the deal, guys. This only works is if everybody participates. If you're just sitting there waiting for somebody else to do something for you, it's not going to happen. So you got to participate, find some stuff. Even if you think, oh man, I should be sitting on this. You probably shouldn't be. It's just money sitting on your shelf somewhere. So my wife is actually putting together our excess inventory of stuff that we've got, and we're going to get it added here hopefully this weekend. So, you know, just take the time to go through what you've got. Just list it out real quickly. Yes, it will take a little bit of your time, but it's going to be of value to somebody else and in turn of value to you. And if you're looking for something, check it out. So keep that spreadsheet bookmark there and just keep it open on your computer. I think it's going to become a very, very valuable tool that we can use in the industry.
You know, Aaron, Kim and I were talking about this week, what a great idea this is. And she said, I'm going to go through my inventory this week and add to that sheet as well. Because, you know, just like you said, it helps somebody else out who's looking for that product and it's just sitting on your shelf. And let's reach out and help each other.
So. Yeah. And talking with Nate in some comments on the Facebook post that he announced it on in the Business Basics group, we're like, okay, well, so is this just for garments? Doesn't have to be, right? So there's even been some tabs added for hats, right? Headwear, I think is what I named the tab. And then, you know, I'm going to also put some of, I've collected sublimation blanks over the years just through whatever reason, right? So why not list some of those on there? Again, just an opportunity that I kind of almost look at this as like the, I don't know, Airbnb of supplies or the Uber of, so I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but this is just an opportunity to support each other. It could be something that we use even when there aren't these issues, right? So yeah, Jerry says, I spent so much time trying to find just white tees this week. It was crazy. So this is a great sheet, but it only works if people participate.
Well, because Jerry kept typing in plain white tees and kept taking her to the band.
Yeah.
Not to.
But and then you've got to listen to the songs, you know. So yeah.
While I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? Aaron's garage sale. Yep. There you go, Dale. All right, Terry. Well, let's get the real important stuff here. Time. It's time for the dad joke.
You know, Aaron, and this is not so much a joke as it is just sharing more economics like you just did with Nate's spreadsheet.
Okay. So
you ready?
All right. I'm ready.
Hey, Aaron, did you know that buying an Elmo t-shirt helps the retailer, helps the shipper, helps the decorator, even helps with the local sales tax?
Huh. I did not know that.
Yeah. It's called trickle down economics.
I still like giggle like I'm hearing it for the first time, and I've been reading it on our outline for 2 or 3 days now. That's very good, Terry. Awesome.
I'm looking down in the comments. No groans. So okay.
Yeah, they'll catch up shortly, Terry. Trust me.
All right, Aaron. Hey, before we go any further, we want to thank everyone for checking out the Two Regular Guys podcast. We are always looking for new guests, and we have some open slots coming up soon. So if you if you'd like to join us, go to calendly.com/2, the number 2, regular guys, and share your show ideas. If you are listening to the podcast version, we would appreciate you sharing the Two Regular Guys with all your industry friends right now so they can become regulators too. And please, we would appreciate you giving us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Amazon Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts every day. And if you are watching us live right now, please join in with your comments and your questions.
Definitely. Please, like Terry said, please join in, please share, and please give us some ideas or topic suggestions or people we should have on. We're definitely in that phase now where we need help. We need help keeping the shows filled for you. And so we're always open to any suggestions you all have. Terry, I did have one quick groan comment to add to your joke, though. Todd says the count did the at that one. So there you go. Got the peanut gallery with the count happening there. I can see it now. All right. Well, let's hear a quick word about the 5 keys of business success, and then we'll come back and get into the presentation here, Terry. Hey there, small business superhero. Feeling overwhelmed trying to grow your business, dealing with the fallout of COVID, trying to make ends meet and juggling a work-life balance, all while feeling guilty about whoever you might be letting down? Are you looking for help but see other businesses succeeding and think you have to figure it out all on your own? I can imagine what you're going through, and I am so grateful that you took this time to hear me out. You are not alone, and I'd like to share a fact that not everyone is always open about sharing. Success is a team sport. By learning from successful decorators and through the Success Principles certification, our success group can support you with a proven business success system. We know you don't want to continue feeling lost and overwhelmed. We know that you're not in business to lose money and not even know it until it's too late. If you buy now, you will save $200 by using the coupon code 2RG at oursuccessgroup.com/5keys. That's the number 5 keys. This is a limited time savings opportunity. Invest in the 5 keys online training program today to get the foundation you deserve for your small business.
All right, Terry. Well, hopefully there's some opportunity for people there, and it's something that will support their business. So
let's thanks do this. Everybody for tuning in today. Oh, no, we do have an actual show.
We do have a show. Yeah. And you know what? I think it actually is going to work out perfect here. So let's see how we do. Or as per usual on the Two Regular Guys, this could turn into a 2-part show anyhow. So we're good either way.
Either way. Right.
So Terry, let's talk about this. What is presentation anyway? You know, beyond the image that the customer kind of envisions when they think of your company, we want to get into some of these details. So that image that they perceive when they open the box from you, that's the presentation, the picture in their minds when they look at your business card, for example, that's your presentation. It's simply how we present ourselves, our companies, who we are, our personalities, our values to the world. So it's that image, the impression we leave behind. So where should we start, Terry? How do we want to dive into this?
Well, let's start with the actual package, because, you know, a lot of our customers, the only contact we have is with the chairman of the event or, like I always joke, the PTO. When you show up late for the PTO meeting, they saved a job for you. You need to buy the T-shirts, and you know how to do that, right? You know who to call, right?
Yeah.
I did see somebody on Instagram, so I'll call them. Hopefully that's you.
But, yeah, exactly.
but what do they see? They see a box of shirts that gets delivered. So what's in that box? You know, and first of all, here's what most of your competition is doing. And Aaron, the beauty of all this about this presentation is, you know, I don't care if you work in your garage,
your customer doesn't care if you work in your garage, but your presentation needs to be more than I did this in my garage. Your presentation has to be, I'm a professional at what I do. I happen to do it in my garage, but I'm a professional. So most of the competition, you know, you get your shirts and printer folds, which is a dozen shirts dropped in a box. And there's six of those for a total of 72 shirts. And your competition is probably decorating those shirts and whatever method they're decorating, putting them back in those printer folds, dropping them in the box and delivering them. Don't be that person. Individually fold your shirts. Yes, it takes longer. If you don't know how to fold a shirt, you can get the Sheldon Cooper plastic folding device. And
that is the greatest purchase I've ever made, Terry. Not only do we use it for any shirts that we decorate, but it's also great when it's laundry time. $20 on Amazon. Best investment ever made. Sorry, go ahead.
Now, don't go to the extreme though, because Sheldon also folds his socks on it. And I think that's probably too much. But
whoops, I'll stop doing that, I guess.
Unless socks are your thing. I know socks are your thing. And I thought you just sublimated socks and just threw them away when you were done and just sublimated more. Is that not the case?
That's it. That's why. Yeah. So,
socks are disposable.
But if I do keep them, I do fold them on that thing. So it just.
So individually folded, go to Uline, Uline.com and buy bags and individually bag. And I won't belabor this because I talked about it a few weeks ago, but you know, when my daughter bought her Wolf Den shirt when she was at Desert Mountain High School in Scottsdale, they were heaped in a box and they were pulling out, looking for sizes, and I'm throwing them to people. And, you know, what a perfect way to steal an account, because you go in and say, we're going to individually bag every shirt. It's going to have a sticker with the person's name and size. Oh, and by the way, we're going to put them in boxes that are alphabetical, because there are 2,500 shirts on that order. I don't know about any of you guys, but I'm all about stealing a 2,500 shirt order, because I'm going to do a better job packaging that up. But putting stickers on, when Aaron, you know, my daughter Taylor was a screen printer all the way through college at Arizona State, Notorious Sportswear, and she had a gold sticker on every shirt that said Notorious Sportswear and her phone number. And I remember her saying to me, Dad, they're everywhere on campus. They're on stop signs. I'll walk into a classroom and by on the wall next to the door is a Notorious Sportswear sticker, because you know, you don't take off a sticker and throw it away. You stick it on something. So it was just constant promotion that she was accomplishing. And, you know, and along those lines, I'm going to give you a pro tip. Sticker. Are you going to look at that sticker, man? That's right. Exactly.
That sticker's everywhere. Yep.
And I didn't even have to zoom in on it because I recognize your logo, because you're always promoting the logo. So,
that's right.
And I noticed when we were at dinner in Chicago that Todd had a hat on that had that logo on the bill, which looked very cool, I thought.
Yeah.
But you know, I always offer to customers, and I'm not talking about a retailer. I'm talking about the PTO. I'm talking about, you know, the archery club, or I'm talking about the Kiwanis club or Rotary or whoever. I always say, listen, I'll deduct the setup charge if you'll allow me to put my logo on the sleeve. And I've never, ever had someone say no to that. And so for the cost of a $20 setup, and I have a one color press set up when I have my production shop set up by my dryer with a sleeve board all the time with that logo in the screen and dropping in that logo. It's all about presentation, because if there's 150 people at the Kiwanis picnic, how many people know where those shirts came from? The person who was in charge, who bought them, and the treasurer, nobody else. You think the Kiwanis Club, 150 people there, any of them are in the market for t-shirts? They are. I'll just tell you now. If you go to a party with, exactly. If you go to a party with 12 people and say what you do for a living, somebody at that party is in the market for what you do, whether it's sublimation or screen printing or direct to garment or whatever it is, they're in that market. So, that's what we're talking about. What's in the box? Have a price sheet in the box. Put samples in the box. If they bought t-shirts and you do hats,
put a hat in that box with either their logo or your logo in that box. What does that cost you? $2 for, and what happens when somebody gets a free hat? Do they just throw it in the trash? No, they wear it. So, you know, get out there and let me add something to that, Aaron. Promote what you want to sell. I've had people say to me, man, I hate doing XYZ technique for in screen printing. Well, why do you get so many orders for it? Well, it looks really cool, so I have it on my, on the wall in my shop. But you hate doing it, take it down. Stop yeah, exactly. promoting things that you don't want to do.
Yeah.
You know, so
I've got a great story about that too, but I've told it before. So since Kim's here, I'll hold.
let me see if the shower's on. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. No. You told it. So, okay. You're right. I will. So here it was. Lady at a seminar came up to me. She was an embroiderer, but she'd also done some alterations, but she didn't really like to do the alterations. And she was asking, you know, so how do I, all I get are alteration orders. And after some going back and forth and just kind of talking about what she was doing, I said, well, let's see your Facebook page. Pulls up her Facebook page. We're scrolling through it. Every single picture on her Facebook page was some alteration job that she had completed. And I said, well, that's all you're showing. How's anybody going to know that you do embroidery? She's like, well, but that's all the orders that I've gotten. So, you know, I've been told that I need to show off with the work that I'm doing. I said, okay. So you couldn't, you know, give an embroider job away to a friend or a family member, or, you know, make a deal to be able to, you know, or just make a sample for yourself and show that.
Exactly. Make something up.
Yeah, exactly. So it just, you get out of your own way there and don't let the, you know, what I've been told get in the way of, you know, and again, I'm saying that it's common sense, but I'm not saying that she should have noticed this. We get so close to it that the things that to other people from the outside world seem like common sense just go right by us. And so it's important to, you know, she was brave enough to come up to me at the end of the presentation and ask. So you got to get that out there and ask for additional feedback. But yes, like Terry just said, show off what you want to be doing, not what you don't want to be doing just because it looks cool. So
exactly.
Thank you.
And this is, and what I'm talking about, this package that your customer receives, that's for 72 pieces. That's for one piece. Make a good presentation with one piece. And you know, we've used the example before, Kim, when you get an iPhone, it's hard to throw that box away because the packaging, the presentation is so friggin' cool. You know?
I can't tell you how many of those boxes I have sitting just right over there. I'm laughing at myself.
But you know, I was at a decorator's shop, and this is a decorator doing about $5 million in garment decorating, but a lot of onesies. And his presentation department, by the way, it's not shipping department there, it's presentation department. Have that mentality. When they were packaging up one shirt, I'm like, this is so cool. When somebody opens this box, they didn't have to see the decoration. They're going to see the packaging and say, this is cool. This is high end. This has value. So that's the way you should look at it. So that's what's in the box, Aaron.
There you go. So let's hit a couple comments here. Charles said a better, faster method for folding than the plastic shirt folder is the Chinese t-shirt fold. You can look it up on YouTube. So I have to check.
It's that amazing. Out. Is it? Okay.
And then Kim says, no, it's not hard. Trash it, hoarder. Here's the deal, Kim. We all fill up whatever space that we have. I have plenty of room in my basement over here. So I got to fill it up with something. It's not hoarding. No, I'm just kidding. You're right. In fact, I was just thinking about, as you're telling that story, right over here, I've got a box from my original iWatch, whatever that, and I haven't had that watch for several years. Yeah. But I still have the box because, like you said, it's just like, maybe there's something I could do with that someday. But you know what? Kim has talked me into it. That will be going in the trash as soon as we're done here. So, all right.
I think that was a much more far reaching comment from her than just those iPhone boxes.
Hey, baby steps. All right. okay. Well, Terry, so let's talk about what's on the box. Talk to us about that.
Exactly. Same scenario. Who knows where that product came from? So what's the box say? Gildan, Hanes, a dozen other manufacturer names on that box, Sanmar. And now I have to name them all. Hold on. No. but
why not have your logo and your phone number on those boxes? And you know, for garment decorators, a lot of you can do that decoration yourself just by blank boxes, and like a screen printer can screen print. I've been in multi-million dollar screen printing shops where they're sitting there screen printing on blank boxes, their logo and the phone number on the side. And yep. And can I give you a cheap tip on how to do this on my secret presentation box? Can I tell you about that,
Aaron? I'm always up for a cheap tip.
Okay. Take that Sanmar box and print over it. As a friend to the environment, XYZ company has repurposed this box and our phone number across the bottom, right over the logo.
Yep.
It's a free box, everybody. And everybody is warm and fuzzy about you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I talked about that just the other day. You know, I suggested just having a sticker made that says,
sure.
Thank you for allowing me to reuse this box. The environment's important to us. Corrugate recycling is the next big challenge. Our world is fate, you know, whatever it is for you. And again, like you said, that builds that warm fuzzy. Another cheap tip here. In fact, Todd just put it up there. I was going to steal his tip, but in one of our success group trainings, Todd went into real deep detail about this, but you can turn those boxes inside out. And
that's true.
And same thing, you know, put something on the inside, you know, a little insert about why you've turned it in and why you're reusing it, encourage them to reuse it. Right. So Todd just says, turn it inside out and retape. You got a new blank box. So,
there's probably a YouTube video that the Chinese method for just like grabbing the inside of that box and flipping it
like that. Yeah, probably so. Eric says we made stickers on the extra space on our bumper sticker sheets when we were screen printing sticker stock that said the same thing that, you know, why to reuse the boxes. So that's awesome. Great idea. All right, Terry, well, where else should we head here?
Well, you know, one thing that I always talk about in my classes, intro classes, is business cards, because most of our customers are never going to walk in our shops. What the one thing are they going to have that represents your company? It's a business card. Have a good quality business card. Aaron, do you remember Scott Fresner used to have the coffee mug of shame, and it was all the really, really bad business cards he'd gotten from people.
Yeah.
I remember people starting to hand him a card and they're like, it's not going in the coffee mug, is it? No, I'm and we'd pass it around to people, let them look at super bad business cards. But you know, business cards are very inexpensive. You know, pass them out like water, you know, because and have a creative business card. I have a picture of one in my slide presentation for my screen printing class, and it's a zoomed in picture of a hand holding a squeegee, and it's the hand of the person who gave me the business card. But on the flip side is a picture of a T-shirt, and it says "Sketch it here." Now, no one is going to sketch what they want on a T-shirt on the back of that business card. But what does it say? Whatever you can imagine, I can create on a T-shirt for you. And that's, people expect us to have a creative business card. Why? Because they want you to be creative with whatever it is you're doing for them. So first of all, look like a professional when you do it, but have a business card that says, we are a creative business, and we can make magical things happen for your business. So
yep.
That's and let me add something else, Aaron. Make sure that on your business card, it's super cool, but where it says email, you have john42937@aol.com. You know what that says? I print my garage. yeah. I know you're going to talk about
Yahoo or AOL email address. Sorry.
And what's when you see an AOL address, happens in your brain? It's that login, right? That sound.
yeah, you hear it. Yeah.
But you know, when you email me, you email info@terrycombs.com. Well, where does that go? It goes to my Gmail account. But who do you want to talk to as somebody to help your business? terrycombs.com or terrycombsaz@gmail. you want to talk to terrycombs.com, in my opinion. So yeah,
exactly.
You
want to talk to terrycombs.com. Otherwise you wouldn't be here. So I think this is a great topic. Jeff says, wait, we still use business cards. And I know that's a joke, but it is a yes. I agree, Terry. It is a yes. It is. We still have to exchange information, right? Somebody says, what do you do? And they say, you say, oh, I print t-shirts. Well, guess what? They want your information somehow. And, you can send them to the website or whatever. But that's just not the same, right? I've got a whole drawer full of business cards that I've been collecting in the 20 years that I've been doing this. And so
most of those are mine with different companies.
Yeah, exactly. Like I know Terry's complete history, 'cause I've got a business card from everyone, but, but the point here is that we still need something tangible. Now, as Terry said, you need to be creative. So maybe you got to start thinking about creative ways. Ramona said at DAX and even locally, I presented with QR codes lately, that so you can also have a digital business card that goes along with it, right? So, because we might think that we're cool and all this technology, but I would guess that most of your customers aren't ready to scan a QR code and put your contact information in their phone. And plus, once it goes in there, they're going to it's going to be in there, right? With a business card that gets set down on your desk and you pick it up and go, oh yeah, I got to call Terry about those shirts that we were talking about. But when it's just a contact in your phone or something like that. So, I mean, definitely don't shy away from the digital side of things and get creative with that. But I still think, like you said, they're super cheap. You can get them at your local printer. I mean, or if, I'm going to piss off some people, but it's hard to compete with like a Vista print, right. it is. So,
they'll make you pay, not in money, but in, would you time. Like some memo tabs or memo cards? Would you like some, would you like a magnet? Would you? No, I just want to pay for this.
Yeah. So let's see here. Jeff Fuller said, even Adam, and for those of you who aren't familiar, Adam is Jeff's 10-year-old son who has a business, which I think is totally awesome. And it's bjjhats.com. And you can, I'm guessing it's Adam at bjjhats.com. So even a 10-year-old is presenting themselves more professional than an AOL account. Like Gusta says, drprint@aol.com is Charlie Tableau's email address. But you also can reach him at his I think it's tableauconsulting.com. He does have an actual, but he's got his brand. That's part of his brand.
So I was just going to say that's his brand. So, yeah. And nothing against having an AOL account. I don't care what kind of account you have, but he has built that over many, many years. So
correct. Yeah.
Nobody wants him to change.
Correct. Correct. But if you're just, average person who doesn't have that as their brand and they just show up with a Yahoo, problem with the other problem with Yahoo is Yahoo, for whatever reason, doesn't like to deliver any email your way anyhow. So all of those potential opportunities are probably in a spam folder somewhere that you'll never see. So anyhow, so Ramona says, I've used my Gmail account for over 5 years. My people know my Gmail address. I'm not sure I want to change that now. And like Terry was saying, there's no need to change your Gmail account, but new people, or if you're trying to present yourself as professional, you can have your name at your website or info. I like to use hello at our website, and that just goes right into Gmail, and you can respond from either place, right? So so we got going on that for a while. Let's see where we're at on time here. So how do we want to tackle this, Terry? I'll let you think about it for a second.
You know what? Maybe we should do wrap this up next week. We have a few more things we need to talk about here. And I think this is a two-parter, because I think there's too much that we wanted to talk about after this to try to compress it all and miss some things. What do you think?
I agree. We want to talk about websites, social media and some other presentation things here. So let's hit two more comments here real quick, because I think they're pertinent to what we were just talking about. Let's hit Jeff's first. It says, if you give out an AOL account business card, it has to be shaped like the mailer that their CDs used to come in. And perfect. I think that's fantastic. It's a great idea too, because yeah, it's the brand, right? That's why Dr. Print at AOL.com works, because that's Charlie. That's his brand. Yeah. That's who you're going to get.
I've been Dr. Print forever.
He is Dr. Print. He was Dr. Print when AOL was the only opportunity there was for an email address. So,
right.
Let's see.
I need to go back and check my CompuServe account and see if I have any old emails there.
Yeah, get right on that. Terry Combs. And it probably wasn't Terry Combs AZ at that point
either. Oh, it was like 12 numbers. Oh, no, but that was definitely predated AZ. I've only been here for 19 years. So.
Yeah, okay. All right. Ramona says, I had a Prodigy account. So, all right. Let's see here. So Jerry says, I fold all of the shirts I print and put the order form between the shirts. I swear no one notices. So, but let's talk about that real quick, Terry. Here's my take on that, Jerry. You are getting feedback from your customers that if you swear that no one notices, that's feedback that they don't notice. So what is it that you've got to do differently to make them notice that? Right. So you got to shake it up. What's your brand? And I think that's probably maybe what's missing there is there is no kind of connection to your brand. Right. They don't know exactly. And I'm just making assumptions here, Jerry. So just I wanted to be able to share something. But yeah, I think you got to figure out how to connect your presentation with your brand, your identity, your values. Go ahead,
Terry. And I think that that's also a big assumption that no one notices, because maybe they don't think, oh, isn't this nice? These are folded. But their perception of you when they open that box is professional. They may not have that physical thought of this person's a professional. But when they open that up, and it is, you're making that nice presentation. That's the image in their mind they have of you. So they may never say to you, hey, thank you for folding those shirts. But what we're talking about is a greater concept of presentation, greater concept of your brand, a greater concept of how your customer views you. So I think that no one noticing is probably not true. They may not make that, say that to you. Hey, thanks for folding those shirts. But their vision of you is as a professional, in my opinion.
Sure. Yeah. And I think the other part might be, Terry, that, she's putting the order form in there and nobody's filling out the order form. So maybe that's why she's feeling like nobody notices it. And so maybe that's what you got to change up. You know, I'm not sure if there was an order form in something that I got after I just spent money with them, that I'd be all that excited about filling out another order form, right? I mean, I want to enjoy those shirts first. And so, a thing like a sticker, right? A thing like a BeBack, a discount to BeBack, a sticker that takes you to a website, maybe a free thing. So Jerry says the form is filled out already by them. All right. So yeah, just you got to figure out what else is going to get them talking about it. So thank you. All right. What were you grabbing out there, Terry? What did I miss? Sorry.
Oh, I was going to grab out my at a glance, Terry's big book of travel, because when I went to September, here's an order form that says it's time to order your new one. Now, did I fill this out and order a new one? I did not. And of course, at the time I was misunderstanding what Ramona was saying, or Jerry, but it did remind me to go online and look for my 2022 Terry's book of travel. So
yeah,
that little form in there, it was a reminder. Did I fill it out and mail it in? No, I'm not going to do that. But it did make me go online to Amazon and look for my 2022 book of travel.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So Todd said they will notice when it's gone. I had that feedback when I was going to change the way we included our application instructions. They loved the stickers because they could put them near the press. So let's see here. And Jeff says a business card with thank you for your support and a sticker in a business card envelope with their name on it in the package goes a long way on presentation. Kevin shares, we place small packages of Jelly Bellies in each order. We get phone calls if we forget to put them in. That's a great idea.
I love it. Yeah, that's like the, that's like the Christmas ham. You give your employees a Christmas ham, you can never take that away. It's it is now part of their compensation. It's your customer's compensation. They're looking for those darn Jelly Bellies.
They're getting excited about it. But and the other great part about that, Kevin, is that does become the talking point, right? That people, you know, that they call you if they don't get it. And so if they're calling you when they don't get that, guess what? They're telling their friends about that too. Like, oh yeah, I love ordering from Kevin. I always get these Jelly Bellies. And it just it's exciting for that part, and I love.
They're probably fighting over who opens the box.
Yeah, exactly, I've always thought that a way to people's hearts was to use candy as your packing filler. I think Amazon would make a killing if they. Well, oh wait, they already are making a killing, so never mind.
Amazon does not need our help.
All right. Who knows, Terry? They could be tuned in right now listening to the Two Regular Guys for their next tidbit.
Next great idea.
That's right. Well, thank you guys so much for participating, joining in, comments, questions, suggestions. Great information from you guys, the regulators out there. Terry, let's do five things because we are into bonus time already. But let's get into five things and then we can close it out. Will you, after Eric takes us there, will you go ahead and share this five things?
I'll do it.
Do it, Eric.
Hit it, Eric.
Sorry, we were dancing.
Only you could all see what happens when we play the intro. All right, this is five things, five common goals of retail interior layouts, and I added to that, or your walk-in showroom. And this was submitted to us by Crystal Wren. Number one, the decompression zone. And this is, again, walking into your showroom or your store. Decompression zone is that space just inside your front door, the chance for your visitor to transition from the parking lot and beyond, whatever they're dealing with, to paying attention to your business. Number two, the speed bumps. That's the merchandise displays that slow down and grab your customer's attention and introduce them to your products. Number three, right turn ahead. In the United States and in many other countries, we tend to turn right given a choice of direction. So you're going to walk in, you're going to hang a right. So what's there? All that merchandise that you want your customer to see. Number four, the power wall. When you turn right, what are they going to see? They're going to see the wall, right? It's the power wall that they see first. So use that for new and seasonal items. Tell product stories. We love that. Feature high demand and high profit items. And number five, your checkout counter. Place it to the left of the front entrance because on the right, that's your prime selling real estate. So put that checkout area or order entry area over there to the left of your door. So we always love to have people submit five things. And so thank you very much, Crystal, for sharing with us. And we're always looking for the opportunity to showcase your five things.
Yeah. So just send your five things like Crystal did over to info@tworegularguys.com and we will share it. And again, thanks very much to Crystal. I thought this one was really cool, Terry, because you know, you think about it, but then you don't think about it. And when I came back to this, I was actually just thinking about now Todd's moved out of the mall, but when he first reopened his new mall store, I actually went up there and actually learned after the fact that I kind of forced Todd to open earlier than he expected because I was surprising him to drive up there. but now that I read through these things, all of those things happened, right? When I walked in the door, you kind of that decompression, there were the speed bumps. I'm left-handed, but yet I still turn right. I turn right. He had a cool wall with all of the sublimation stuff and everything. It was nice and bright, and all that stuff. So the Powerwall and, you know, then the checkout kind of over off the side. But in hindsight, yeah, the stuff up there in that front left corner of the store, I barely remember. So right. This is true reality.
And you know, Aaron, this is a five things that's just common sense. You read it and go, okay, that makes sense. But you don't necessarily think about it. So that's the beauty of something like five things. You know, exactly. It's just kind of make you think, oh yeah, you know, I should do that.
So. Yep, for sure. All right, Terry. Well, what's coming up in the big book of travel?
Aaron, my big book of travel is going back to being my big book of good intentions again with all these recent cancellations. So what I have upcoming, my complete screen printing business course at Workhorse Products. By the way, they gave me this promotional Yeti mug. Nice. When I was there last. That will be here in Phoenix, October 23rd and 24th. I'll be doing that same class at Atlas Screen Supply in Chicago, November 6th and 7th. And watch for any of my upcoming events at terrycombs.com. How about you, Aaron?
There you go, Terry. So I've got some things coming up. I did want to just point out, Todd commented that front left corner was just blank shirts. So he had it nailed, right? I mean, you know, if you needed to direct somebody to the blank shirt or whatever, you had it there, but not taking up that valuable space to the right and putting those things that maybe people are not going to get excited about right away up there in that front left corner. I love it. Todd knows.
And by the way, Todd, those blank shirts are like gold now. So watch your competitors coming in and checking out that left wall.
Exactly. Todd does say that he may have some things in the storage unit. He just got to get out into it and get it on that list, the overstock list, the bit.ly/stocksheet1. So there we go. I'm throwing a curveball at Eric right now as we speak. He's shaking his head at me. Okay, so for me coming up here, Terry, he's good. That guy, he's so good. Those of you watching the video portion, he just got it up on the screen very quickly. So thank you, Eric. All right. So Terry, here's what I've got coming up. I'm actually looking for undercover heroes. You know, the people that, like you and me, who have a family, a business, or community kind of counting on them to share their unique gifts. You'll be able to spot these people because they've got this dubious villain following them around, and that villain's named self-doubt. So it's that evil inner critic who is blocking them from achieving the amazing results they deserve. So this villain is actually very dangerous, and he could be actually undermining you as we speak. So on Saturday, September 25th, 2021, coming up here in a few weeks, my wife and I will be guiding another group of superheroes through a 60-minute virtual workshop to share a process to remove limiting beliefs. And we're going to leave you with the resources to keep knocking down those blocks anytime you want thereafter. So if you know anybody that needs to remove some limiting blocks in their life, please send them over to osg.link/BTLB. So that's our short link for it. osg.link/BTLB. That way they can attend the workshop on the 25th of September. So that coming up for me.
Curse you, self-doubt villain.
That's right. We're gonna crush that villain. It's been a villain I've faced for most of my life, and just finally getting it behind me here with some of these tools that I've been able to learn over the past 2 or 3 years when I've been immersed in the Canfield Success Group's Success Principles stuff. So I'm really excited about sharing that with other people. So let's see here. Coming up at 11:30, about 18 minutes from now, Eric and I will be back for the half. We had last week off as we were both busy at DAX and couldn't pull it off. So we are excited about this 30-minute Q&A. It's the one time in Eric and I's life where we are on time, 30 minutes, no bonus time, none of that. It was 30 minutes. We have a lot of fun. We get into some great questions from the audience. It's all about interacting. And so you can tune in at liveosg.com. That takes you to a YouTube page. And while you're there on YouTube, be sure to also search for ericcampbell.com. Make sure you're subscribing at both of those places so get notifications. And if you'd rather check it out on Facebook, you can do so at facebook.com/oursuccessgrouppro. And also there on Facebook, you can search Eric Campbell as well. So follow, like, click, subscribe, high five, all of those things. Do all of that at those places. And then two more things actually for me here, Terry. A couple shows ago, I'd asked for feedback on the five keys, and in exchange, I was going to give away a $100 Visa gift card. And I just wanted to kind of share, this is a perfect example of the fact that we need to all do more and take action. So I had one person email me their feedback. And so for that couple of moments of time that they spent to send an email over to me, they earned themselves $100. And in fact, Crystal, who brought five things, was that person. So Crystal, make sure that you check out your email. I've responded and figure out how to get that $100 to you. So thank you so much for the feedback. For everybody else out there, when you have an opportunity to take action, that $100 bill is waiting for you. You just got to stand up and go get it. And then last but not least, I mentioned, you heard about the five keys a little earlier on. That introductory pricing period is over, but as you heard, the two RG will get you $200 off the price. So it's $497 is the normal price, but as a regulator, you get $200 off by using that code 2RG. So that's what I've got going on. Terry, will you share what Eric's got coming up here?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Eric's show at 2:30 Mountain Time today, The Take Up. It's episode number 81. It's a Q&A catch up on trade shows, machine embroidery threads, building backgrounds, drawing and digitizing, catching up from the last episode. So go over to Eric with an H, ericcampbell.com, and click the Take Up tab and at the top of the playlist. Eric will also be at the Impressions Expo in Fort Worth to teach specialty thread design, digitizing, and marketing. And he will appear on the Elements of Excellence, or the Elements of Excellent Embroidery panel, where he gets to nerd out. And that's what Eric has coming up.
Nice. Yeah, that's going to be great. So Elements of, I think it's just going to be Elements of Excellence. I'm sure they'll talk embroidery, but Jeff and Eric are both excellent people. So it's worth attending. Speaking of that, Jeff, earlier in a comment, you don't need to pull it up, Eric. You just said, are we having two rare guys because of Impressions Expo next week? Yes, we will. I unfortunately was planning on making it, but had some stuff come up that kind of a once in a lifetime opportunity for my son. He is actually going to be for the first time trying out for his first volleyball team and teams. Actually, he's going to go to a couple of tryouts on Saturday, the 11th. So I had to make that difficult decision. I've already got FOMO about not making it to Fort Worth, but I think this is the better decision as a dad. So I'm going with that. all right, Terry. Well, we've come to the close of another show here. Finally, right? But it all started off with great news from Jamar, the value that they're giving to folks that show up at Impressions Expo. So make sure you get over there to impressionsexpo.com and make sure that you take advantage of that cool opportunity to be there this year, but then be able to get that value for next year. So that's fantastic. We appreciate his time here at the top of the show with us.
Absolutely. We also want to thank our show producer, Eric Campbell, for everything he does to keep everything running smoothly here.
Yes, very, very thankful to Eric, and also extremely thankful to all of you guys, the regulators. You guys are giving me some great support for making a good priority decision about my family. So thank you guys. And Terry, great show today. Thanks for putting this all together. I can't wait to tackle part number two. Possibly next week. We've got some things in the works, so we'll see how it all shakes out. But we'll finish that up next week, it looks like. And then to all of our U.S. listeners out there, have a great 3-day Labor Day weekend coming up. Try to get a little rest and relaxation on Monday.
Exactly right. Until then, I'm Terry Combs. He's Aaron Montgomery.
And we are the Two Regular Guys.
Here we go. We're out.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to Two Regular Guys. Check out our website at tworegularguys.com. That's the number 2regularguys.com. You can also interact with us over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/tworegularguys, or send us a tweet, twitter.com/tworegularguys. And we have a YouTube page. You can find all that from our website, tworegularguys.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to spending some time with you again next week.